Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Doing well. How about you?
Doing great. We've got another great show for everybody today. Today, we're going to talk about 7 tools to help you run your freelance or agency business in the cloud. Should we define what the cloud is before we dive into our list, Tim?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think I'm going to let you define the cloud. Go for it.
Yeah, so the cloud is essentially, the internet. And so the cloud is kind of like what marketers came up with to explain how the internet and saving things remotely works. But really, the cloud is the internet, servers all over, data centers all over the world. And so when you work in the cloud, rather than saving things to your local computer, it's saved on servers that you can access from anywhere. And obviously, that's a very simplified explanation, but that's essentially how it works. And so these tools help you run a remote business, being able to work from anywhere. Even if you have a local office and you only do business locally, being able to work wherever you are if you're on vacation is a huge plus from any device.
Yeah, and I kind of want to give a little bit of clarification on this topic. I know we're going to discuss 7 tools, but it's kind of like 7 category tools. We have a couple of tools that have, you know, they may have 2 that we're going to recommend, and they're going to be category based. So you'll understand as we go through them and stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and start off with the first tool that we like, or at least I like, I use it. It's LastPass. You know, in this day and age, everything requires a username and a password. And, you know, it's hard to keep track of all that stuff. And it's not really safe to use the same username and password for everything, because if you use the same username and password, all it takes is somebody to crack it one time, and then you're kind of done. So one of the things that I like about LastPass is it securely saves all of your usernames and passwords, and it saves it in your computer, in the cloud. So it doesn't matter where I'm at. If I have a client with an emergency and I need to log into that site, I don't need to have my notebook with my wrote down passwords and stuff. LastPass already has it saved for me, and it automatically throws it into the browser and stuff. So it's a great, one of the features also that allows you to do is it allows you to set up shared passwords. So you can have a notebook with, you know, passwords in them that you can share with other teammates or clients. Yeah. So LastPass.
Yeah, and another one, I don't think it's as robust, but I know I've heard a lot about it, is 1Password. It works similar, where you create one really strong password, 1Password, and then it gives you access to all your passwords, and it autofills. And
yeah, LastPass, same way. You have one super cryptic password, you know, and then it secures all of them. So, all right, what's number 2 in the cloud or category, Tim?
Yeah, and that is Asana, Trello. Basically, the category is project management tools, and they're great because both Asana and Trello have iOS and Android apps, so you can go and you can see the projects, look at the tasks, check things off, write comments from wherever you are, whether you're on your mobile device, in the desktop, the browser app, or wherever. It's all stored in the cloud.
and I'm glad that you clarified that and said that, because all of these that we're going to talk about today have great mobile apps. You can run your business from their mobile app should you choose to. So
yeah, and there's a lot that I do a lot from my phone, which is good and bad. It's good because of the convenience, but it's bad because I end up working from my
all
couch when I should be relaxing with my wife.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
it's hard to break away these days. So next on our list is file storage or media storage or just online storage. And that's Google Drive, Dropbox. Those are 2 of our favorite, you know, online storage places in the cloud. So if you've got what we use them for with clients anyways is, you know, we have all of our content, images, anything that we're doing for projects, we have them uploaded all into a shared Google Drive or a Dropbox folder. And, you know, we can edit, make edits, add new files to it and stuff. And it's just a great way to have files without storing them on your local machine and taking up a lot of hard drive space.
Yes, or worse, sending things back and forth via email.
Correct,
Sending media files.
Yeah.
I use both as well. Love them. Next on the list is Evernote. I am a big Evernote fan. You get a lot of value in the free version. I upgraded the premium for more storage, but I use Evernote for a lot of planning out blog posts, tutorials, planning out new products, writing notes for during client meetings. When I'm on the phone, I'll write in Evernote. And just like we mentioned before, great iPhone app. And so I can access my notes from wherever. They have a desktop app as well. And then, of course, in the browser directly.
Yeah, we use Evernote as well, and we absolutely love it. Endorse Evernote. Next on our list is email marketing tools. So one of the most popular ones is MailChimp. One that we use, we recently switched from MailChimp to, is GetResponse. There's ActiveCampaign. There's a whole slew of them. And they all have their pros and cons. And GetResponse is just the one that we chose after research because we felt like it fit our business the best. But MailChimp has a great product as well, and I think Tim uses MailChimp still.
Yeah, I do, and MailChimp kind of sometimes gets the bad reputation for being, you know, really entry level because for a while that's what they were catering to. But recent years they have a lot of advanced features and automations and stuff, and so I'm looking at some of the other ones. Like ActiveCampaign and GetResponse, and I'm trying to figure out if there's different things that I can do that I can't do in MailChimp. And so far, I haven't found anything. The jury's still out on that. But yeah, these tools are great. What I love is the automations, being able to set up automated campaigns when someone subscribes and they get sent different things. And again, it's all stored in the cloud. You can access the app, look at your subscriber list and look at the reports. I'll sit on my couch and look at the report from the last campaign and see what my open rates were, my click-through rates, and that kind of thing.
I just thought of a couple of things that may help you convert, Tim. So remind me to tell you about a couple of features that I've recently uncovered in GetResponse that I think I'm not quite certain if MailChimp does or not. So nice. I'd be curious.
You're trying to bring me over
to GetResponse. No, I'm not. You know.
Yeah. The next one is iCloud. Now, this is kind of its own unique category. And obviously, you have to be an Apple user to get these benefits. But Apple famously has their ecosystem of devices and services, and iCloud is kind of the hub of that. And what I use it for and helps me run my business is, I mean, there's a lot of things that I use it for passwords. I don't use LastPass. I use iCloud, the password storage they have built in. It's not as robust as LastPass. You can't do, you know, the sharing and so forth. And then also everything is just synced. Everything from your contacts, your email, your photos and so forth. So for example, sometimes I will be looking at something on my mobile phone, and I'll take a screenshot to show my developer or to send to a client or whatever, and then I'll get back on my computer. Well, that photo that I just did a screenshot is already waiting for me in my Photos app on my computer. Things like that. Also, this sounds like a really small, dumb feature, but I can't tell you how much I love it. Copy and paste. You can copy something to your clipboard on your desktop and just paste it onto your phone, and it'll paste across devices. Sounds small, but when you want it, it is so useful.
Yeah, it is. So. And I mean, yeah, I totally agree. But I'm going to say something. I could be wrong here, but I don't think you have to be an Apple user any longer to have iCloud accounts. I think you can sign up for an iCloud account and have an iTunes. And now you can't have those things on your mobile device, your phone. But if you want it, there's browser-based iTunes accounts and stuff. And I'm not sure what all syncs over on the browser-based stuff, but I know that I've created an iCloud account and have not attached it to a device. So maybe I'm mistaken. I'm not sure, but like I said, I could be wrong. But
I think there's definitely things that you can do. It's definitely limited because a lot of
absolutely
different parts are part of the devices and so forth. But,
sorry, Tim. All right, let's talk about the last thing on our list. The communication is the category, which is very, very important. Tool that Tim and I are using right now to communicate as we record this podcast is Slack.
Yep.
Slack is our, at least my, you know, in our company's preferred method of communication, but it also allows you to transfer files, do calls, you know, restore it. It stores conversations so you can refer back to them. Slack's just a phenomenal tool. Skype's another one. Skype's just a little bit different. It is strictly communication. I mean, you can transfer files and do all that stuff, but your communication is going to get buried. Slack has the ability to pin things, bookmark things, do a whole lot of other things that Skype and other communication tools can't. So
I think the biggest difference is Skype is account based, where you have a username and password and you sign in and you have friends, you know, people that you've friended on Skype or connection. I don't even know what they call it. Where Slack is team based. And so you can have different teams and it's kind of have your own little isolated team without having, other things intermixed.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I think these are seven tools that are definitely you can run your freelance or agency business from in the cloud. We definitely do it, you know, not completely because we are web developers and we have desktops in front of us or laptops, but I think we definitely could run our business on all of these tools and never touch a desktop or a laptop. So, anything else, Tim?
Nope, that's everything on my list.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Remember to subscribe and like our podcast wherever you listen to it. A review would be super awesome. If you want to get the show notes for episode 48, head on over to WPthepodcast.com. Look for episode 48. And until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.